Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill. I'm sitting in for Dr. Youngblood. I live in Pensacola, Florida. I'm the former state representative for Escambia County, District 1. I was in office from 2013 to 2016, and then again from 2018 to 2020. Dr. Youngblood and I have become friends. I've been a guest host on his show numerous times, and he asked me if I would sit in for him while he's going through a family medical emergency. His son is currently in the hospital and has been there going on 2 weeks now, if not over 2 weeks. And I have asked for his listening audience to pray for his son, Gene, Dr. Youngblood's son, Gene, and to pray for the family. And your prayers are working. Keep it up, saints, because we have seen improvement, great improvement in Gene, where he is now conscious. He's able to communicate with family members. And just a week ago, he was unable to do that. I saw a photo of him where he was intubated and unconscious and was being fed through a tube. Now he is awake. He's alert. He is no longer intubated, and he is communicating with his family. So continue your prayers, saints, that for healing for Dr. Youngblood's son, Gene, and that soon he will be able to leave the hospital and be rejoined with his family. With God, anything is possible. So bring your prayers, your petitions before the throne of the living God, and ask him to completely heal and restore Gene. Okay, just before the break, we were talking about how certain counties in Florida were demanding that students wear masks at school, going against what Governor DeSantis has laid down as an executive order. He has the authority to do that, along with the Florida Secretary of Education, Richard Corcoran, which says that the mask mandates are not going to be held in Florida public schools, that instead it was going to be a parent's choice. Okay, so recently we had Duval County, one of the largest school districts in Florida. Their school board called an emergency meeting, where at that emergency meeting, because Duval County is one of those who had mandated that children were going to wear masks. And this was against what the governor, his administration, and what the Florida Secretary of Education said. Said, no, you are not going to mandate mask wearing. It's going to be parental choice. And if you do it, we are going to take away the salary of the superintendent of that school and of that school board. And that's when the Biden administration illegally stepped in and said that if they take away your salary, we will pay it. Which, by the way, they can't do that because the Florida Constitution, Florida law says that any allocation of resources must go through the Florida legislature. That you just can't get money from the government. Just it has to first be given to the Florida appropriations, and then the legislative body determines how it is to be spread out. Not where you can receive funds from just any source that you want. It has to come from the Florida legislature. Okay, so Duval County said, let's hold an emergency meeting. And they held an emergency meeting, and they changed their position. Their position was that masks were mandated for all children in the school. They changed their position to reflect what the governor's position was, which says that, okay, it will be parental choice, that parents are able to choose whether they want the mask or not. So then thousands of parents opted out and said, our children will not wear masks. So then the cowardly school board went back and changed their mind again and said that masks are mandatory. They were not anticipating that many parents stepping up and saying that our children are not going to wear masks in school. And the response from parents, and that's what I was talking about at the very beginning of the show, you must get involved to save this great nation. And it starts at the county level, at the city level, at the state level, where we must stand up and fight for this great gift, the United States of America, that God has given us. And thousands of parents did that. And so then the school board reversed themselves for a second time. First they said you must wear masks. Then they said it's parents' choice. When thousands of parents said, okay, we're not doing it then. Then they went back and said, now you have to wear a mask. You know, cowards. And what I would say to parents right now, stay involved in what is happening in your school. Show up at those school board meetings. Do not let these tyrants get away with this. Demand that they, first of all, focus on educating your children, reading, writing, math. That is supposed to be the focus. Not trying to do this nonsensical critical race theory or even abiding by these lies that are coming from the CDC and from Fauci. We know they are lies that are saying that these masks work when they are going back and forth. Even Fauci himself first saying masks aren't necessary. Oh, well, now they are. Now you need two masks. Now you need three masks. It is outrageous and it's nonsensical. Parents, stay involved. Not only stay involved to the point where you want to demand your rights, but also put these school board members on notice that you are going to run someone against them in the next election. And you're going to make sure that that other candidate wins and we replace these Marxist, these tyrannical school board members with people instead who cherish freedom, who instead will abide by the Florida and the U.S. Constitution, and who will cherish our founding principles of life, liberty, and property, which made this nation so great. So parents, make sure you stay involved. Now, let's switch topics just a little bit. Oh, and by the way, if you would like to join the discussion, the number is 904-831-0917. Call in with your thoughts, with your comments, with your questions. It doesn't have to be just on the topic that we are discussing now. It could be anything that's on your mind. 904-831-0917. Okay, let's change topics just a little bit and discuss this tragedy that we are seeing in Afghanistan. And it's not a tragedy just because of the people who are there, even though that would be enough. The tragedy is widespread in what it is doing for and against the United States of America. Now, did I believe that it was time for us to leave Afghanistan as a force that was over there? And I would say yes. In fact, I thought it was past time that we left Afghanistan, but it needed to be done in the right way. It needed to be done in a way that President Trump had set up. It was going to be orderly. It was not going to be the chaos that we are seeing there now. It was not going to be the tragic situation that we see now. But in comes the Biden administration, who did not want to give President Trump a win on anything, on any issue, including leaving Afghanistan according to his plan and being a successful exit from Afghanistan. Instead, they wanted to trash that. They wanted to just throw it aside and instead implement their own plan, which was inept, inefficient, and a complete disaster. We have Gail on the line who's calling in. Gail, please, go on with your comment or your question.
Hi. I don't know if you know of a Dr. Simone Gold. She is with the American Doctors for America, and she is trying to get people to go online to stopmedicaldiscrimination.org and sign the petition for the mask mandate as well as vaccine if you don't want it. They're going to go with the petitions to Congress and start working on the medical side of the mask mandate as well as the vaccine.
Yes, Gail, I am familiar with Dr. Gold. She came out very early when this whole scandemic came out and said, look, you don't have to do a vaccine. You are treating these patients wrong by putting them on ventilators, which were actually killing the people. That instead you could use ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and zinc and treat these patients successfully. And she came out very early, and right away she was ostracized. She was demonized by the media, by the CDC and others. Well, she did not back down, bless her heart. She and other doctors have formed a group called Frontline Doctors, where you could go to frontlinedoctors.com. You could go to them, place a call, and through telehealth medicine, they can prescribe you ivermectin and other drugs so that you can prevent yourself from getting COVID and also for treating yourself with COVID if your doctor will not prescribe it. And I know in many areas they will not prescribe it because the CDC has dictated that it is not to be an effective way of treating COVID, even though it has been proven to be all over the world, in India, and even here in places in the United States, in Sweden. But they will not approve it here because they want to keep this nonsense of this COVID crisis continuing as long as they can because it gives them tyrannical power. Gail, was there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I was just trying to get the people to go on to stopmedicaldiscrimination.org and sign the petition. It takes about 2 minutes. You just put your name, email address in, and submit. They're trying to get the petition to go in front of Congress, and they need as much background help as they can get from us. And this is a way to actually get involved.
Very good, Gail. Thank you for that. Say that again. What was the name of that site?
It's called Well, you can go to Dr. Gold and look at her video, but it's the actual link is stopmedicaldiscrimination.org, all one word, of course. And then it'll bring you to a form, and you just fill out your name, your address, your state, your zip, and your email address and send submit. And they have submitted you then to the petition to help their support them when they go in front of Congress.
Very good, Gail. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for calling in with that information. That's exactly.
Sitting at home, sometimes we don't know what we can do, but this is one thing that we can do to show that we are really behind the doctors that are trying to stop this insanity.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly as you said, and that was making my point. Gail, thank you for your phone call.
Thank you so much. Yes, have a good day, and I appreciate the program immensely. Thank you.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gail. Ladies and gentlemen, that was exactly what I was talking about. Get involved. Get informed. Go to that stopmedicaldiscrimination.com, sign the petition, and make sure that you can receive the proper treatment that is known, has been proven to work here. Gail, thank you for that phone call. If you would like to join the conversation, the number is 904-831-0917. Okay, so back to this tragedy that we have going on in Afghanistan right now. The Biden administration did not want to give Donald Trump, President Trump, a win on any front. They didn't care what it was. Keystone Pipeline was working, employing tens of thousands of people, causing our gas to be at some of its lowest points in decades. They stopped that. They stopped fracking on federal lands, which again has set the United States up to where we were energy independent. In fact, we were exporting oil and gas. And they saw that it was such a great success for President Trump. They wanted to stop it. So they stopped fracking on federal lands. They closed the Keystone Pipeline for no justifiable reason. And we saw the results now of gas going back up. And at the same time, Biden makes it so that the Russian pipeline taking oil and gas to Germany receives his approval and would not stand up against that, even if it is for his nonsensical environmental reasons and to stop global warming. Why could they do it, but we can't over here? That was just a ruse. The whole reason for stopping that pipeline was to take away a victory that President Trump gave this great nation. The same thing for Afghanistan. There was a plan in place done by military members and by civilians in the Trump administration that was going to make an orderly exit out of Afghanistan, and it would have worked. But Biden, not wanting to give President Trump any kind of win, any kind of victory, shuttled that entire plan, came in with their own inept people, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Education. Both of them are inept, should resign right now. They are holdovers from the Obama administration, where they were just as inept back then, and they've come on board and they have demonstrated just how inept they are. Because we see this debacle that is happening in Afghanistan. People, American citizens who have been left behind. I'm hearing numbers as high as 15,000 have been left behind, all under at the mercy of the Taliban. We are seeing that Afghanis who helped us during this more than 20-year war, who helped us this entire time as translators and in other manners because they wanted their freedom, that they are being killed right now. They are being targeted. We are seeing Christians in Afghanistan who are being murdered by these Muslim Taliban barbarians, these savages who have lived the same way since the 600 AD. And here they are now putting in a position where they're demanding the Biden administration. They are demanding United States of America, you be out of our country by August 31st or else. Who are they to tell us how we are going to get our citizens out of there, how we are going to get our equipment, billions of dollars of equipment, high-grade military equipment that belongs to us, it is ours, it would have been removed if they had followed President Trump's plan, but instead, Biden goes in with his inept, inefficient methods. By the way, that's not just when it comes to leaving Afghanistan, it's in everything that he does. This is an illegitimate administration. They stole the election. There is more than ample evidence of that. We see it coming out of Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada. We're seeing that there was widespread election fraud. There's no denying that. This is an illegitimate president. He did not win the election. This was a coup. They stole the election. And if there's to be any justice at all, it needs to be made right. The real winner of that election was President Trump. He needs to be reinstalled as president. Get this nation right on back on the right foot where it was, how we were heading, and to continue its prosperous, its growth, and our ability to preach the gospel to a dying world. Well, whenever Kamala Harris or Joe Biden are asked about the debacle that is happening in Afghanistan, they do not have a good answer for it. There is no good answer for what they did. When you see Secretary Blinken completely inept, when you see him being interviewed on the news and asked about it, he quickly changes the subject and doesn't even answer the question because they know what they have done is a horrific failure. We're seeing it right before our eyes. The entire world is seeing it right before our eyes. And when Kamala Harris was asked about it recently, guess what her response was? It was a cackle. It was laughter. She has this horrible habit of when she is asked something that makes her uncomfortable, she laughs. She gives this little cackle that she always does that is so inappropriate. And I've noticed recently that Joe Biden has also picked up that habit. He was asked by a reporter a day or two ago about his approval ratings, which has dropped below 50%. It's like 48%. I think in actuality, it's probably around 20-something percent. But here is Biden asked about his poor approval ratings, and he does the same thing Kamala Harris does. He gives this very nervous little cackle, this laughter, and then tries to change the subject. We have another caller on the line. Line one, Pastor Davis. Yes, what is your comment or question, please?
Yes, good morning, Congressman Hill. It's a privilege and honor to be able to call in and to just give a comment. Basically, I know we're running out of time, but it's a shame and it's a real disgrace to the country to have these two people to be representatives of the highest office in the land. And they show such inexperience and unconcern when it comes down to matters that will really endanger this country. And I'll tell you, this is a time that we really need to pray and ask God to take control, because if God doesn't do something for us right now, I don't know where we'll end up, but that's my main concern for that on today. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Davis, and you are so right. You are so right. We need God to step into this situation. Just like our early founding fathers during the Revolutionary War, there are many documented instances of miracles where God stepped in to help those founding fathers, their armies, defeat the most powerful nation in the world at that time, the British Army and Navy, that they were able to do that. And it was with God's help. And that is the only way it is going to be done now again. Pastor Davis, you are so right. We need God to step in, and he will step in when people of faith will pray and ask him to. And how do we know that? Because his word says so. And he is Amen. Not a man that he should lie. In his word, it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, that means Christians, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. That means that you have to humble yourself and say, Lord, we can't do this by ourselves. We cannot fix this situation. And pray, Lord, we need you to step in, please. We need you to step in with your grace and your mercy and get this nation back on the right track. They will humble themselves and pray. Seek his face. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from these ways of honoring God. Turn from your ways of not acknowledging who he is and his sovereignty. That if you will turn from your wicked ways, Then he says, I will hear from heaven. I will hear your prayers and heal the land. That is a promise from God himself. So Pastor Davis, you hit the nail right on the head. Saints, pray. Pray for this nation. Pray for our state. Pray for your county. Pray for your households, because it is so needed right now in these times that we are in. Don't be afraid. Just trust in God and pray. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been my honor to be the host of this show today. Continue to pray for Dr. Youngblood, for his son Gene, that he will fully recover, be restored to his family. God is a God of miracles. He is a mighty God. We call upon him, and he will answer your prayers. It may not always be in a time that you want or how you want, but God will answer your prayers. I am a testament to that. I'm 63 years old. I've been a born-again Christian since I was 13 years old. So for 50 years, I have walked with the Lord, and I have seen him time and time again answer prayers. He is so faithful. He is gracious. And we need saints now to get on your knees, to cry out to the Most High God that he will shed his grace and his mercy on this nation, and not for our own selfish reasons, even though he will give us protection, he will give us bounty, he will give us an abundance, but not only for that.
Have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.